Good morning, everyone. I love that music. I am so glad that you are all here today, and I want to take a moment to truly honor you for sharing your time with me today. It is so great to see all of your faces. And I like the fact that you maybe have a big idea for 2024, or you're already working on something that already deserves to be bigger, or you feel like you're mired in quicksand. Maybe you feel like you've been beating your head against the wall. Maybe you feel like you're stagnating in a place that you don't want to be anymore, or you're wondering, where in the heck is the easy button? You know, that button that brings the universe running to you and asking, what do you want? What do you want? I can get it for you. I mean, where's that easy button? You just want something to be different in 2024. You may not even be clear on exactly what that is, but there's something inside of you that's telling you it's time for a change. It's time to make a difference. It's time to step into more of your own confidence and power. It's time to create more ripples in the world. It's time to make more money. It's time. It's just time. So today, I invite you all to become mariners. You know, the ahoy matey kind of mariners, setting out on new adventure. I mean, you've got some sort of idea, right? Even a hazy dream or idea, master scheme, yes, for 2024. And you're saying it's going to happen in 2024. It may be starting the new business, writing the book that you keep talking about, getting into a long-term relationship. Maybe you're going to start dating again. How about significantly upping your income, deleting weight, committing to quitting that job that you hate? Whatever it is, you're going to make it happen this time, no matter what. No more delays. But first, before you untie from that dock and mosey out of the harbor and set sail for that port of dreams over there, you've got to know exactly what you want, and you have to know exactly who you are before you set out on that journey. But before we cast off the ropes and set sail for the deep blue sea, allow me just 2 minutes to tell you about who I am for those of you who are new to me out there. I see a lot of new faces. So I just want to say 29 years ago, on the first day of my brand new writing company, the great Bob Proctor became my client. And for 3 decades, we wrote new curriculum and big programs together to change millions of people's lives. I know many of you are very familiar with him. I ended up being his 30-year protege. Day after day, week after week, he talked me through these giant transitions in my life. And he helped me personally, steering me through unbelievable numbers of big goals and bigger dreams achieved. In the 30-year process, I also fashioned a multi-million dollar global marketing agency. And my team and I have created more than $110 million in net profits for clients that include Chicken Soup for the Soul authors, Jack Canfield and Mark Victor Hansen, the world's leading real estate agent, now trainer, Craig Proctor, speakers such as Les Brown, many of the secret movie teachers, franchise entities such as Remax and Keller Williams, and retail and resort entities like the Biltmore Hotel, Mercedes-Benz, REI.com, Patagonia, Vail Resorts, Michelin-starred restaurants. I've ghostwritten at least 15 best-selling books for many well-known speakers and trainers, and have just published a fourth book of my own, coincidentally titled Leap, and I continue to write new curriculum for my coaching classes every single week. Coaching and mentoring has really been my passion project these last 3 years. After Bob Proctor stated, well, not so much stated, maybe strongly suggested that it was time for me to step out from behind the curtain and start teaching and coaching the curriculum that I was writing. It feels like a continuation of what he and I have always been creating together. The very last video Bob recorded before he transitioned from our planet was a lovely endorsement. It's at the top of my YouTube channel now. It was his endorsement for the mentoring I'm continuing forward, sprinting with the baton, so to speak. My clients are transforming their lives right before my eyes. In fact, a few of them are here on this call, and I think that they are on this call because they understand what's happening in their lives and they want to hear more. And I thank them and I honor them for both their support and their faith in me. They call me the coach that Bob built. And that is the greatest commentary anyone could say about anyone. I absolutely love what I do every day, inspiring, empowering people all over the world to live a higher vision of themselves. I love helping you rise to meet your best life, the life you deserve, because I'm a product of this very same mentoring, and I came from a very real world of lack and limitation. I've been there. I lived there. When I met Bob Proctor 30 years ago, I knew I wanted a different life for myself over there, but I had no idea how to get there here. I wasn't even sure I deserved it. But Bob taught me how to push past the fears and the worries, and sometimes absolute terror, to leap to what I wanted. And it has been nothing short of an absolutely magical life. And I'm here to tell you that you can have and do deserve the same. So let's talk about stepping into the deserving role as captain of your ship. Now, you might be absolutely sure of your big goal, standing proudly at the helm of your dream, looking toward that port you're going to be sailing to. You've put it on your vision board, you're starting to affirm it. But if you continue to say, I will be the captain of my ship, I will be captaining my ship in that direction someday, well, I will be is a problem. In his Power of Awareness book, Neville Goddard wrote that I will be is a confession that I am not. Now, my clients in my classes know that I think the world of Reverend Michael Beckwith. He was in The Secret, and then I got to work with him and Bob Proctor and Jack Canfield on the subsequent program, Science of Getting Rich. And Michael Beckwith recently said something that really struck me. He said, our limited perception of ourselves leaves us always on the verge. Always on the verge. On the verge means one of two things. We don't have clarity on what we want. We don't have clarity on who we are. I mean, the fact is this: you landed on this planet to create, and more specifically, you were put on this planet to create your world your way. You were loaded and coded. You are loaded and coded with everything you need to make your biggest dreams happen already. You are the only human of your kind in the history of humankind. You have the specific skills, talents, and abilities that nobody else has as a combination in their world. There's no one like you in the history of the planet. And when you think of it that way, it is your right to feel bold enough to create exactly what you dream of. But somewhere along the way in this rabble of human existence and experience, you might have developed a limited view of yourself and what you're capable of. You might have allowed some dreams to die because you just couldn't see how. You couldn't see how to get there. So let's tackle the being part of you. Neville Goddard approached this conundrum, you know, the I'm small, I'm puny, I'm a human, I'm not a genie, I'm old, I'm too young, I can't create, it's their fault, I can't do anything right, it always stays the same, it never changes. You know that conundrum? Change that conundrum by putting your focus instead on your incredible ability to create by sheer use of your imagination, by focusing on everything you have accomplished and the vast skills you have to get things accomplished. And then you begin to see the light. Then your awareness of your beingness expands. See, you have to allow the amazingness of you, your singular stamp on this planet, to take center stage. It has to take center stage away from your current perception of you. It deserves to take center stage away from the current perception of you. You know, the perception that you might just be a puny human with limited resources and support. Maybe the I've never done anything big before, or the I tried that before and I failed miserably, or the those people can be that and have that, but not me perception. So let's take this idea of the dream that you really want for yourself, for your life. It might be an amazing built-out idea. It may just be a spark of an idea. Now, in the past, you may have gotten a really big idea, but it got swamped. It got submerged. You, for just a moment, had risen up to this level of hope and inspiration, and it felt golden. It felt awesome. And then your reasonable mind trotted out to shake some sense into you. It found a way to get you to think reasonably, for heaven's sake. Get down from there before you fall down, right? Let's see if I've got your reasonable mind pegged. Typically says stuff like this, but this is the way it's always been. Why would you think you could do something so crazily different? What about your family? What would your friends think? How would you make money? You don't have enough money to quit. Have you told your mother about this? Where did this thinking come from? Well, it may be burbling up in your mind, but it didn't originate in you. You are the product of someone else's thoughts, someone else's direction on how to live your life. You've been told it's this way about you for so long that it is locked in like a record groove. These habitual ways of thinking you have, these patterns were instilled in you decades ago, but still they run your life. We call them paradigms. Simply habitual ways of thinking. Habitual thought patterns that become your activity, your reality. They are a groove in your mind. And the only way to beat that record groove is to create a new groove. Create a new repeated thought that benefits you and supports your dream and agrees with you. You are the captain of your ship. See, this is where you begin thinking that you don't want to let this dream go. Now your awareness of how unique you are is starting to occur more often to you. You think you might just want to hold on to this dream because you see a glimpse of what your life could be on the other side. And when you're able to hold that place, when you're able to hold that place, when you come from a space of knowing that you deserve to stand in this space, when you're consciously able to keep the feeling of your dream fulfilled alive, you're winning over the old way of thinking. You're beginning to see from a being point of view. I'm already here. I'm already the captain. Instead of that old, I will become someday perspective. So today you're going to be building a new consciousness of you. And how do you do that? Well, first, consider untying yourself from the damn dock. Because those ropes that have kept you tied down aren't of your own making. You have bigger things to do, better places to go. And when you recognize this, you can throw the ropes off. So how do you untie from the dock? Well, you start telling yourself a different story, an opposite story from the thing that's grooved in your mind and keeps repeating and repeating and repeating and repeating. It's time to lay down a new groove, a new track. So what's one of the easiest ways to start this? Well, get out a piece of paper, or you go to a worksheet I've created called Momentum Mapping, and you start telling a different story that isn't anywhere close to a lie. You do have all these skills. Start writing all those down. You do have all of these successes in your life already. You've seen plenty of normal, average people achieve just what you wish to achieve. Why don't you write down the names of all of those people? And oh my gosh, look at how your life has changed when you really took action on the other dreams that you had success with. Look at how your life changed. See, this is one of the first activities we really address in the Leap course that I'm offering in January. It's a 2-month course, 2 months of live classes, plus back and forth kibitzing in my pop-up coaching booth with me, plus a one-on-one private session with me, plus on-demand study through the 2 months that includes multiple teaching video modules and a big workbook of activities. It's all designed to keep you moving at a fast sailing pace because it's time to cut that new groove now. Why would you wait another year? You've waited plenty of years already. It's time to finally untie from the dock and become, in reality, who you know somewhere deep inside of you that you already are. So that course begins in January. But you get all sorts of live bonuses with me this month when you register now. And you also receive a 30% off holiday special price because I just happen to think, well, I think that in a past life, I was probably a Christmas elf. I love doing this kind of stuff. Now the class right now through Thursday, December 7th is only $324 for all of it. But we'll get into that a little bit later. Now, I've given you the first of 3 steps to get this dream rocking on the high seas. So here's what else I recommend. When people ask me why they're not getting faster or better results, I think it's one of 3 issues. I know it's one of 3 issues. First, there's the being part that I just talked about. They haven't freed themselves from the dock because they don't understand how powerful they really are. This is not an intellectual problem. This is a paradigm problem. So we've talked about this. Then it's all about clarity. They don't have a crystal clear picture in their minds. They haven't really set a new goal. They've just had this wish. So they really haven't plotted their course from here to there. Thinking of action, any action, and action ends up at coming back to that but how question, right? This is part of the problem. They try to think of the actions and then they think, but how? How could I do that? I can't imagine how I could do that. And so what happens? I want to do this. I want to go back to school. I want to divorce this person. I want to quit this job. I want to take a sabbatical so I can write this new book or screenplay. I want to do that thing that I really want to do, but how? But how is it going to work in my life? How am I going to find the money? But how? Now, when you're stuck in that space, Why leave the dock? Why head out to sea in all that uncharted water when you really haven't gotten clear on what it is you want, especially when all the but hows are in your way? So you tell yourself, well, maybe, you know, I'll set time aside next week or over the new year to figure that out, you know, get the clarity on it, because now I'm way too busy to really commit any time to be thinking about it. And there's that dang old paradigm again. Now it's finding a new avenue. Now it's finding a new excuse for you. It's gophering a new tunnel to destabilize your dream. It's convinced you to just put it off for a while. And then you'll get clarity. You'll get clarity somewhere down the road. Then you'll sit down and really figure this out. It knows. It knows how it has stopped you before, my friends. It's got your number. It's punched your ticket. How do I know this? Because I used to let it happen to me all the time before I discovered how to really think and create on my terms. So what do you want? Better yet, what would you love if nothing were in your way, if no circumstance or situation was constantly at your face, if all of your but how questions were buttoned up and stored in the garage like, I don't know, last summer's patio furniture? What do you love? What comes easy to you? Where in your days and weeks and years do you find yourself so immersed in a particular project, a thing that you are doing, that you just lose track of time? How do you like to feel? When are you the happiest? When have you been the happiest in your life? What makes you the happiest person does not make the person sitting next to you in the Zoom window their happiest. Doesn't make that person happier. That person has a different happiest too. That person has a different happiest too, because you're loaded and coated with your own superpowers, each one of you. And so is that person in that square, and so is that person in that square, and so is that person in that square, on and on and on. See, this is where clarity begins. This is where you give yourself a moment to bring that dream back up to the surface mind, the real dream, your dream, because you're never going to achieve a goal that's just sort of meh to you. You're never going to stay the course. You're never going to put effort into something that sounds reasonable, especially to maybe someone else, to you who wants it for you. Or maybe even wants it for you, for them. And you're never going to live the life of your dreams listening to that pragmatic, boring, let's be reasonable mind that's been hijacked by your paradigm. This week, I had one of my legendary clients reach out to me. So she came on board with me about a year ago. She did three things that she used to think would be absolutely impossible and unobtainable. She stepped into a big contract for her franchise company's corporate training. She convinced her husband, well, they were quite amenable to this, into starting the build of their dream home several years in advance of when they were really planning to do it. No expenses spared, and they didn't even know where the money was going to come from. And then months later, she sold her business for millions of dollars, much more than she'd ever hoped for. And once she had decided that she did indeed want to sell the business, it all happened. These are all the things that my clients regularly do. So now she's at a crossroad. What does she want to do now? She doesn't need the money. She doesn't need to travel all over the country anymore, but her spirit won't let her alone. Now, don't get me wrong. Her spirit is certainly pleased with her sudden and vast movements into a more fulfilling life, but her spirit knows that there are even more options, opportunities, and fulfilling stories to be spun. So I told her to take out a piece of paper and do a simple exercise. So are you ready? I want to give you this information. We won't have time to actually do a little workshop in the class, but I really want you to work on this after the class. I told her this is all about honing in on what she would love. If all the circumstances and situations of your life are not in the way, what would you love doing? So I said, write down everything that you love to do. Everything. Write it all down. I don't care if it's knitting poodle skirts or washing poodle dogs. I don't care what it is. As long as it does not violate the rights of others. That is something important about universal law that I teach about. But I want you to write it all down. Okay, so write that instruction down for yourself so that you actually do this after our class. And don't let the paradigm tell you you're too busy. Then, when you have all of it written down, all the things that you love to do, all the experiences that you love, then go back through the list and focus on each entry, asking yourself, do I really love this? Is this so fulfilling to me? Or do I think I love it because it's what I expect of me? Or is it what is expected of me? Did you get that? Do I really love this? Is this so fulfilling to me? Or do I think I love it because it's what I expect I'm supposed to love? Or it's what's expected of me? Then if I did this activity every day of the week, extended hours even, would I continue to love it and want more of it? If I did this activity every day of the week, extended hours even, would I continue to love it and want more of it? For me, my passion is writing curriculum for my clients that is personalized to them, that is customized to them every single week so that they get the most out of this development experience. I love it. Yesterday, I was writing for, I don't know, probably 12 hours. And time just goes away. I absolutely love what I'm doing. Could you do this activity every day? And then three, as you look at each of these entries, how do I feel when I think about this? On a bliss scale of 1 to 10, with being so blissed out that the time just disappears, what bliss score do I give this? Now, you got those three things? Okay. Now, if you're completely honest with yourself, no one has to see this but you, you're going to be marking through items that you initially put down that do not pass one or more of those three questions. Then, with what remains, I want you to circle items or activities that have you at a bliss level of 7 or higher. Now you're getting closer. You don't ever want to sail without a crystal clear vision of what it is you're sailing for. And this is the start. In the LEAP program in January, we keep honing it and honing it down to one, the big one that you want above all the others. And then we're going to start creating the reality of it for you, because you can only sail to one harbor at a time. If you start out with too many wishes and goals, your paradigm has a heyday with all of it round about January 17th, and then it's over. You are done for. Most people stop working on all of it before the month of January is gone. This is not what we're doing here. You must set one compass point. So there's your number two activity, clarity. Okay, so how are we doing out there? I know I'm moving fast, but you're much smarter than you think you are. I'm not interested in going around and around for 45 minutes in a teaser kind of masterclass. That wastes everyone's time. These concepts that I'm putting across are already transforming you. The spirit of you is soaking this stuff up like a sponge. This is why it brought you here to hear this. You're already seeing the opportunity. You're already seeing a possibility crack in the wall of what your mind has tried to hide by lobbing all of its but how questions at you. This is what Bob Proctor taught me. He told me, just as his mentor told him, "Your way isn't working, Di. Why don't you try my way?" His way was a lot better. And now I'm teaching this way to you. Okay, I'm going to quickly wrap with the third concept here to get you past the blocking tackles. First was recognizing, remembering really, who you are and what that paradigm is all about. Untying from the dock. Second is heading out with a compass point, a clarified destination. You're starting to get down to that one thing, that one port of call that you want to accomplish more than anything else in 2024. Maybe you're already there, but I want you to be very sure about it. And then number three is what I call the old piracy afoot trick. Piracy afoot. Most people are involved in their own acts of privacy, in their own acts of piracy, excuse me. Most people are involved in their own acts of piracy. They think they've set out on their destination, but they're really just milling around in the harbor. They may be plenty busy with plenty of actions in their day-to-day lives, but are those actions focused on the destination? This is very much tied to number one, never really freeing themselves from the dock because the paradigm doesn't want them to leave. So let me give you an example here. Let me think of something here. Okay, have you ever known people who read all the books? They go to all the seminars. They go from coach to coach and mentor to mentor, and nothing changes. We can gather all this info, but it doesn't mean we're going to act on it, right? We may think we really, really want this change in our lives, but we don't act on it. Why is that? Well, the old paradigm is in your subconscious mind. This is the portion of your mind that runs the whole game for your life. The new awareness, the new want, the new dream, the new goal, that thing you really want to be doing, it's in the conscious mind. You're thinking about it, you're thinking about it, you're thinking about it. It hasn't integrated yet with your subconscious mind. And as I said, that is your powerhouse. So you know you want to change. You know what you want to change. The new awareness is in your conscious mind. Your being, though, who you think you've always been, what you've always done, that's in your subconscious mind. This is how it's always been. This is how it always goes. Your conscious mind, it really wants this thing. The resident paradigm is in your subconscious mind, and it's freaking out. It doesn't like change. It doesn't even like you thinking about change. It looks at that beautiful sea out there as the dark and stormy great unknown, the Bermuda Triangle that will take you down. So it makes you freak out in the most subterfuge way possible. Let's be reasonable. You get busy on all kinds of tasks around the movement of heading out to sea. Every day you're getting stuff done. You might even think you're getting stuff done on the big goal, the big dream. But are you really? So here's my question for you. Is there a busyness in your life that's getting in the way of your being? I'm going to repeat that because this is important. Is there a busyness in your life that's getting in the way of your being? Everyone's life is full of something. What is your life full of? Because at some point, you've got to stop preparing for the journey. You've got to stop letting the pirates board your craft while you're still sitting there in the harbor. What are you busying yourself with? Reverend Michael Beckwith, he did a great job of providing the definition of busyness. He called it the anesthesia to stop yourself from feeling anxious about this thing you're trying to do, to stop yourself from feeling like you're not enough, you're not big enough to do this thing. It's a hedge against your creative spirit, the spirit of you. He calls it counterfeit creativity. So yes, you have to untie yourself from the dock and you have to head through the harbor, no milling around in the harbor, going around in busy circles, through the harbor. So then how, you ask, how do you get out there, Diane? What's the fastest and easiest way to start aiming for the port of my dreams? Well, there are steps we cover in the January course Leap, which is both live classes with me, on-demand video lesson modules, access to my live pop-up coaching booth and a community of like-minded people. This is very big when you've got a big goal, and a one-on-one coaching session with me, and even my signed book, which we've just released. Now, all of this is combined to help you continue from the harbor mouth to the port where you're going. Now, I also want to share with you a secret that most people never know that we're going to be covering in this class. In order to take down one big goal after another, the key is getting better and better at learning how to visualize and act in the already done reality of what it is you want. Did you get that? I'm going to repeat that because this is big and it has nothing to do with your reasonable mind. You want to get better and better at learning how to visualize and act in the already done reality of what it is you want. In order to do this, you first have to bring the power of you into play. Your self-image is rising like a phoenix back where it belongs. You are a creator. You get to choose. Whether you know it or not, your big goal, your dream already has a pattern plan within you, designed by you. It knows how to guide you. It is the compass for every ship's captain. I help you with exercises to help you believe, to help you step into that powerful only you space that you vacated shortly after you landed on this planet. I mean, you landed on this planet, loaded and coded. You knew exactly what you were doing when you landed on this planet and then kind of ended up off the path. You're still loaded and coded. It's time to get you back on the path. Secondly, you've consciously considered something better. You're gaining clarity through the exercises we do, and you've plotted the course for the new destination in the best way you know how, in what I call the buoy exercise. And this is the compass for your goal journey. And you're feeding that to your subconscious genie mind. You're stepping into the power of you. You have a destination. You're already seeing yourself in the end result. Now, another secret ingredient, you're stoking up. I'm not sure. Should I tell you the secret? Okay, I'll tell you the secret. You're stoking up your emotional involvement toward that end result, which sets up a vibration that changes what you do. It moves you into action. It makes you go to those ropes and untether them from the dock. It's what makes you stop paddling around in the harbor in all those ridiculous circles. And it's what has you steaming out of the harbor and toward the new port. And you're taking conscious, deliberate, singular action. Action on the dream. Act on what you know to do. When you take any action at all, that dream becomes a reality faster than you've ever imagined. So I have you tapping in and tuning in to what that action could be. You've never done it before. Okay, we get that. But there's all kinds of support and resource out here that can help you find your way. And there's all kinds of support and resource inside you that already has the map and already has the compass. See, you're turning your captain's wheel incrementally in the direction of that, acting as you know to do. With the assurance that with the larger force beneath your feet, with the winds on your sails of this infinite intelligence around you, you will reach that destination. That port is in your mind. And this is where I really help you too, because I come from years of building global international brands, creating uncanny marketing strategy for those brands. I built my own multi-million dollar marketing agency. I've had the boots on the ground. I've created real world situations. I'm not just talking about this from some kind of curriculum. I've been in the real world solution. And I also come from what is probably the most unique 30-year mentorship with Bob Proctor, clearly one of the standout and leading proven success mentors of our age. That man would offer strong, specific suggestions on what I could do next. Ideas that sometimes seem completely unrelated to steaming toward that big goal at that port. But he was always right on target. And that's how I approach my mentorship with you. You have access to me that very few personal development and business development coaches even allow. Bob gave me that access, and it made a whole world of difference. And through it, I have created a whole world of difference. You deserve the same. Now, you get all of this plus special live bonuses with me this month when you register today and tomorrow only through 5 p.m. Thursday, my time. That's 8 p.m. Eastern. When you register in this time frame, you also save $120. So you're investing just $324 for all of this, all the bonuses, the live one-on-one, the two-month course in January and February, live classes that I teach, pop-up coaching booths that I do, access to me. $324. Is your dream for 2024 worth that? You know, Earl Nightingale once said that if you should visit a ship and ask the captain his next port of call, he will answer you in one sentence. Even though the captain cannot see his destination, for fully 99% of the journey, he knows that he will reach it if he keeps doing certain things a certain way every day. So you don't just set the compass and call it a day. It doesn't work that way. You are still the working captain of the ship, and I am here to help you. The community around you will be helping you to focus one day at a time, one focus at a time, certain things in a certain way every day. You're taking whatever action you know to do and feel led to do, and you're ticking off the nautical miles one after the other after the other. Years ago, Bob introduced me to Jane Wilhite, absolutely phenomenal woman. She is the co-founder of a seminar company called Psi Seminars, PSI Seminars. She and her husband, Thomas Wilhite, founded the company in the 70s. And he, her husband, who had passed at the time, had written a big book that they just distributed to the people who were attending the seminars. And I love one of the quotes in the book that I memorized. He said, "You have the ability to change your reality for you in the now by simply making a decision, a commitment, and then acting from that commitment in the moment, acting in the next moment, and acting in the next moment, and acting in the next." That's how you reach your port. Are you getting to your port? Well, let's review here. There are actually five steps to the whole solution from here to the port. Number one, B. Are you the captain of your ship? Are you speaking to yourself, not to the world? Are you holding your place in the space of pure creation, pure imagination, as Willy Wonka used to sing? Where are you on the scale of I will be versus I am? Number two, you've got to decide. Have you decided what it is you really want? What would you love? Choose your desire. Where is your glorious ship taking you? Which port would you like to visit next? I remember what Earl Nightingale said. He said, "We have it all, yet in the midst of our plenty, millions of people lead unhappy, aimless lives, living from day to day and month to month, confused, dispirited, distracted, in a prison of their own manufacture. These are the people who have never made the decision that could set them free. They have not decided what to do with their lives, even in our climate of freedom." Decide. You must decide what is it you really want. Number three, you must chart your course. Chart your course and set the compass. Even though you can't right now see the distant harbor, what does this entail? Clarity. How clear is the goal? Where is your focus? Where is your attention? And where is the first action step, no matter how small, that you can take? Where is the first action step you can take? Number four, you've got to throw down the ropes. Cut the ties that have been lashing you to the dock. Know that there is freedom there. Make the commitment to go for it. And lastly, number five, be prepared to adjust, 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 adjust. Once you set out, there's no autopilot here. Yes, you'll have plenty of support. Yes, you'll have plenty of guidance and wisdom sending you along your way. You're going to be amazed at how it starts to show up. But you must be acting every day in a certain way. No more busyness, no anesthesia to mask your fear, no counterfeit creativity, but original creative action. Unleash your idea to the world. Unleash you to the world. You're willing to face that open ocean of the unknown because you already know that the harbor lies on the other side. You can already see that port in your mind. It is already here. Neville Goddard said, "When you attain control of the internal direction of your attention, you will no longer stand in shallow water. No more harbor busyness. But you will launch out into the depths of life. You will sail in the assumption of the wish fulfilled." Sailing in the assumption of the wish fulfilled on a foundation more solid even than earth. That's where you want to be. That's where you deserve to be. That's where you belong. You have every ability to absolutely transform your life in 2024. My clients are living proof. I am living proof. I'm not just reading this from a book, following someone else's curriculum. What I'm teaching you is what worked for me. Now it's time that it start working for you. This way works. Try it my way. I'm looking forward to seeing you register for LEAP. Just go to dianearmitage.com /leap. You'll find all the information there. Get in before that holiday special ends. You're going to love what you're able to do and what you're able to connect to, even in the month of December. Not a lot, we're not going to crowd up your holidays, but just to get you rolling, just to get you stocking provisions on that ship. You ready? Let's make this the biggest adventure year of your life.